Located between Isley Street and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, a proposed apartment complex could become the latest housing for UNC students. If approved by the town, the flats would comprise of approximately 200 units and 600 to 650 total beds. This area currently houses other student residential units, such as University Apartments, Lark Chapel Hill, Union Chapel Hill, as well as Adelaide Walters Apartments, an affordable housing community for seniors. The proposed project, as envisioned, would be 5 stories tall on the Isley Street side and 6 stories tall on the Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard side. Jeff Davis of J. Davis Architects said the terrain on the Isley Street side of the property led to some challenges in design of the complex.
The biggest challenge on this site is the topography. Just diagonally from the lowest northeast corner to the southwest corner, there's a 32-foot change in grade.
Davis said the project is set to include approximately a 450-space parking deck, which will be surrounded by residential units, a clubhouse, pool, courtyard, and a pedestrian path through the site.
All parking in the development is in the parking deck. There's no surface parking anywhere. So visitors and residents and future residents would all park in the deck.
Bruce Ballantyne is the founding principal for Ballantyne Associates, which is part of the Flats project. He said the project team is working to explore options to provide an affordable housing plan.
We've also started discussions with UNC to see if there is a way that it might be possible for this project to assist with certain students that are on assistance that might marry up with an affordable housing solution.
The Chapel Hill Town Council heard the concept plan for the flats at their meeting March 24th. Some concerns the council shared was the scale of the project and the potential disruption of the nearby neighborhoods. Council member Amy Ryan said she does not think the project as is meets the town's goals for environmental, economic, middle housing, or transit-oriented development.
It's just missing the mark on all those. We've talked about the idea of, you know, trying to grow our downtown out of its little constrained linear format right now. And there's a big opportunity cost for the town to let that valuable land go to student housing complexes.
Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger echoed Ryan's thoughts on how much student housing the town needs.
This would be one of the corridors we said we wanted on, but I'm in agreement that this project is just so large on this property and backs up to a neighborhood. But there's also a townhouse neighborhood on the other side and our affordable housing senior neighborhood on the other side. And I don't know if you've had conversations with them, but we need something that works with them.
If the project is set to continue, Heminger and the Chapel Hill Town Council said the project team has a lot more work left to uncover. For 97.9 The Hill, I am Ava Pukach.